Yeah, Andrew, we only got to see 15 minutes of practice today. Bradford made a half dozen short throws in that time. You can't really judge anything off that. What I can tell you is Bradford was not on the field when practice ended, and as you mentioned, listed as a limited participant. Now, there was definitely optimism in this building heading into the week about Bradford's status, but the Vikings felt the same way a week ago at this time. They just don't know until they see how his knee makes it through this week of work. Bradford did not want to get into details on the diagnosis or the treatment. I was told on Monday he was expected to have an injection of fluid to lubricate the knee, just try to loosen it up and get him feeling a little bit better. Coach Mike Zimmer's already said it's going to be another game day decision on his quarterback. If it's not Bradford, it is Case Keenum, who did not play well against Pittsburgh, Andrew. One big emphasis for him this week, pocket awareness. His pass drops were much too inconsistent and too deep, and that really put the Vikings protection unit in a bind.
If it means anything, by the way, getting back to Bradford here, he said the injury happened in the game week one and that it was a non-contact injury. He said it got progressively worse on that Monday night, and then it swelled up big time on Tuesday. Well, it could be Case Keenum. We know, however, Tom, that Xavier Rhodes will be out there, who did a pretty decent job last week with Antonio Brown, but Mike Evans is an entirely different kind of challenge.
Yeah, Rhodes took the one early pass interference call. Those penalties really hurt the Vikings as the Steelers raced out to that 14-0 lead by early in the second quarter. But look at the final numbers against a pretty high-powered Steelers offense. Le'Veon Bell only had 3.2 yards per carry, and Antonio Brown, with Rhodes mostly on him, finished with 5 catches for 62 yards. Brown's longest catch, a 26-yarder, was a blown coverage that Rhodes was nowhere near. Interesting strategic decision this week. Do the Vikings use Rhodes in a shadow on Mike Evans, or do they play things a little bit differently, knowing that the Bucs have a real vertical threat on the other side in DeSean Jackson?